You're listening to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. Our podcast is brought to you by our organization, our United Resource PAC. If you don't know, we are a tax-exempt political organization. I'm your host, Brittany McDowell, and again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. On today's show, we are focused on the fact that health markets are reopening as part of the COVID-19 relief that we are seeing from the Biden administration. And this is particularly important for the many Americans who are uninsured. Because quite frankly, the number of uninsured Americans has grown due to job loss, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the resource that I'll provide you with today is one that will help the uninsured acquire much needed health insurance. So that's what we have in store for you today. Sit back, listen, take some notes, and we'll jump right in and I'll get you on your way this Wednesday again on this episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. Hey, this is Brittany. Just wanted to shoot you a quick reminder. Look in the description box of this episode and you can find a link to our website. On our website, you can find our latest blog posts. You can find our contact information. If you even want to make a contribution, you can go over there and do that as well. You can find out the policies we are looking at and targeting as an organization. You know, I say all the time that we are a tax-exempt political organization. If you want to know more about that, again, go on over to our website, our-pack.com, where you can find out everything you want to know. You can do everything you want to do. We will gladly, gladly, gladly welcome you on our website with open arms. Again, check out our website in the description box below. Healthcare.gov insurance markets are reopening, and this is all part of a plan that President Joe Biden has where he plans to reopen the healthcare.gov insurance markets. If you don't know what that is, it's the federal insurance marketplace that currently serves 36 states. It's frequently referred to as Obamacare. So President Joe Biden, he is planning to have a special sign-up opportunity that is geared to helping people who not just need coverage for the sake of needing coverage, but people who need coverage due to the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden is expected to sign an executive order on this Thursday, so tomorrow. The details of that executive order are still being finalized. And so part of what's being finalized at this point, even though he knows he wants to do it, is that it's kind of twofold. He wants to give the Department of Health and Human Services time to plan a marketing campaign so that way people actually know about this special enrollment period. But in addition to that, he wants to give insurers time to prepare for what they are going to assume will be an influx of new patients, an influx of new customers. So it's very considerate if you ask me. Again, this is important. I know, you know, we are focused as an organization on COVID-19 economic stimulus and relief. But this is important because, again, as was mentioned when the show opened, there are so many Americans who have lost their health insurance, and they've lost it again due to the fact that they've lost their job through no fault of their own. They lost it because of this thing called COVID, called coronavirus, called COVID-19, called the pandemic that we are dealing with. We could and we should have this conversation as a country, how healthcare should not be tied to employment if we are being honest with ourselves as a collective, if we have our eyes and ears open, the current times are communicating something very important to us. And that is that we cannot afford as a people, whether it be as individuals or as a collective group of people, we cannot afford to have healthcare tied to employment. But that is another conversation for another day. We won't have that during today's episode. But again, you can't look at and examine the current situation without noticing that very important fact. Before I end this segment, which obviously is planning and panning out to be a fairly quick segment, I do want to mention, since I'm on the subject of healthcare, I do want to mention President Joe Biden's kind of ultimate plan for healthcare. Again, I know we're focused on COVID-19, economic stimulus and relief, but in this very unique situation in which we find ourselves as a nation, we are totally dealing with a situation in which our economic security is tied to our healthcare security as both individuals and a collective. So I do feel that it is appropriate for me to kind of make this observation. But so just a quick note about President Biden's ultimate kind of plan for healthcare, if you don't know, kind of speaking to the reference or speaking to the point that I just made about how we should not have healthcare kind of tied to employment, President Biden, he has promised that he does want to build on former President Barack Obama's health law, which ultimately seeks to kind of push the United States towards coverage for all. If you paid attention to politics at the time when Obamacare was kind of in the makings, you will absolutely know that what we ended up with in terms of Obamacare was absolutely not what President Obama really wanted, as it was really all he could get through the Congress at that time. He wanted to move towards something that was more of a single payer type system. Obviously, didn't have that. We don't have that. But again, Obamacare was kind of the best we could get at the time. And so, anywho, back to President Biden. He wants to kind of continue kind of that goal to push the United States towards coverage for all. And the fact that we cannot go without mentioning is that he's absolutely going to need congressional approval to do it. And quite frankly, there is opposition that the Obamacare law, and I'm using air quotes here that you can't see, there is still opposition that that law is facing, and it really runs deep within the Republican Party, which is kind of interesting since, again, ultimately what we ended up with was something that, quite frankly, was majority Republican crafted. It was actually crafted after kind of something that was happening with a Republican in his state. But again, that's another subject for another day. I do want to close here by mentioning something that the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said, and I'm quoting here, "President Biden does not believe as a principle it should be difficult for people to gain access to healthcare," end quote. And I do want to, you know, share that with you because this is one way. The fact that he is preparing to come out with that executive order tomorrow, that is one way that he is proving that. He is not just saying that in some sort of hypothetical way or philosophical way, or he's not just saying it to tickle the ears of people. We have here yet another demonstration, as we have seen over the past now week that he has been in office. We have seen him making and taking decisive actions, putting feet to the pavement to make good on the promises that he made. And that's something that, whether you voted for him or not, if you do recognize it, if you are honest about it, you should appreciate it, because it is something that, whether Democrat or Republican, it's something that the American people are not, absolutely not, again, regardless of if it's been a Democrat or Republican, we're not accustomed to seeing that. And quite frankly, it feels good. He's proving that he wants to make good on his promises to the American people. So I want to tell you about our email list. Our email list is one of the best ways that you can stay in touch with us. If you look in the description box of this episode, you'll find a link to join our email list. By joining our email list, you'll get access to updates about policy and politicians that we support and oppose. When we have events, you'll get to know about those events via emails, and we'll just generally share news with you. We won't spam your inbox, I promise. And also, we inform you of our newest podcast episodes, which come out Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, by the way. Anyhow, joining the email list is not only easy, but it is absolutely free. Look in the description box of this episode. You'll find the link. Click it. Give us your name and your email. That's all we need. And you'll be in. So please join our email list and connect with us today. All right. Thanks. Let's talk about the resource we have for you today. If you need healthcare insurance, you do have the option to enroll if you have a life change, such as losing health coverage or having a baby, or if you qualify for Medicaid or CHIP. If you do not have a special qualifying event to actually apply for healthcare coverage because open enrollment is closed, it's done, it ended, I believe, on the 15th of the month, what I do suggest is that you keep the resource that we are going to be providing you with today, that you keep it on hand for this special enrollment window that we're anticipating via President Biden, as was mentioned earlier in the show, in his response to the COVID-19 pandemic. To get the resource, if you look in the description box of this episode, you'll find a link to join our mailing list. Click the link, give us your name, your email address. We will not spam you, I promise. When you sign up, you'll immediately get a welcome email, and then it will be instantaneously followed by access to the resource that we are providing you with today. Again, you can find it in the description box of this episode below. All right, so that is our show for today, our show for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. Again, I'm still getting used to saying 2021, and you would think with January almost being over that I'd kind of be used to it by now, but if I'm honest with you, I'm not. It's a work in progress. Who knows, maybe by the end of Q1, I will be used to it, but at this point, I'm still getting used to saying 2021. That said, I do hope that today's show did provide you with more information about the healthcare.gov insurance markets reopening. Remember that you can take advantage of that resource that is tied to joining our email list, which you can find in the description box of this episode below. If you don't need the resource, by all means, get access to it and share it with somebody else who does, because healthcare, again, in the times in which, like, think about it. Do you really want to think about if you can afford a medical bill while you're out here trying to dodge getting COVID? Like, we have enough just trying to survive, right? So please don't find yourself in a situation where you've got to think about paying for your survival. Just get the insurance. If you don't have it, wait for that special enrollment window. One of the things that I think I kind of failed to mention, I'm sorry, is that this resource is targeted for people who typically have problems with the high cost of healthcare, right? We're all Americans. We all know that healthcare costs are soaring regardless of your location here in the country. So don't, you know, sign up and don't think, oh my gosh, you know, it's going to be, you know, X amount per month because that's what it, you know, was before. Like, seriously, like this is meant to help you if you cannot afford health insurance. So if you can't afford it, that's even more of a reason. If the costs come to mind, that's even more of a reason for you to check out this resource. Again, that is the healthcare.gov insurance markets. You can go there directly. You know, I've said the name healthcare.gov. You don't have to sign up for our mailing list, but you know, you might as well sign up for our email list. You know, it's a good resource, a good way to connect with us, especially if you care about COVID-19 economic stimulus. But I'm going to stop myself on that sales job because it's Wednesday. It's hump day. And I know you want to hump right out of here, right? It's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you Friday. Have a good day. Stay safe. Please wear a face mask. Please use hand sanitizer. And most of all, if you have a hazmat suit, whip that bad boy out because we need it. I need you to be safe. I need you to be back here Friday to hear me. And you can't do it if you let COVID get you. You don't have to be COVID's next victim. You definitely have control. Maybe not total control, but more than some would like you to think. All right. Anywho, I'm rambling. Have a good day. I plan to have one. I feel super awesome today. I don't know what it is. Something's in the air. And if you only knew what was going on in my life, you'd be like, Brittany, why are you feeling so? I don't know. If today's a great day. It's a great day because I'm alive. I don't have COVID. And I hope you don't have COVID either. Right. And if you do, please stay away from people. Anywho, have a good day. I'll see you Friday. And please stay safe. Until next time, my friends. Thank you.